Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to episode 12, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, because last one was 11. I think 12 comes after.
It does. Would you like to tell everyone what you just said to your dog?
Well, we're in our awesome recording studio, a.k.a. Jacoby's bedroom. And my dog was up on her bed, and I asked her, I was like, "What? Where's my dog?" She's like, "Oh, don't worry, he's on the bed." And I looked up there, and he was licking his ass on Kobe's side of the bed, where her head goes.
I'm like, "He's fine. He's just laying down." She's like, "No, he's licking his ass on your bed, right where you sleep, where your head goes. He's licking his ass. Do you want him to keep doing that or not?"
So, yeah, he's not licking his ass anymore.
No, he's not. He's not.
He's looking very guilty.
Because he knows he's not supposed to lick his ass on the bed.
No.
No one should ever lick their ass on their own bed.
That should be, you know, I think that's why God made it so we couldn't do that.
That's just a rule.
Right. Because now, you know what my husband always says?
What?
Why dogs lick their balls is because they can. Why men can't is because they would.
I get it.
I said, really? He's like, well, I can't think of a man that wouldn't if they could. I'm like, ew.
Oh, God.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Because I have no desire to do that.
My respect for men just went down a notch for where it was.
Mainly my husband. No, it's funny. It's a little funny.
Oh, my gosh.
But
so what are we drinking tonight? We
are drinking Stamilt wine for sure.
It's definitely Stamilt. This is a 2013 red blend.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle's Fair Market Red.
It's fantastic. We started really with the Boss Lady Red, which I love too.
The Boss Lady Red was good. This one, I might like it just a tiny bit better than the Boss Lady.
I do like the red blend. That was in one of the many mixed cases I bought in November.
It was. Mm-hmm. I want you to know I went to Jones and tried to get some Arpibus White.
You know.
And it's all gone.
You said it was gone.
It's totally gone.
I did pack us some for the trip next week.
Okay.
Yes.
Because, yeah, that's my favorite, and I'm sad that it's all gone.
I know. My favorite, too, because it's not too sweet, but it's definitely not bitter or anything.
Yeah.
It's really nice. And I really like a Pinot Gris right now, too,
really?
For some reason. Well, that's what we drank last week, a lot of.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
We drank two bottles of it.
Oh, we did. That's right.
And then a red, which is why we had the headache.
It's just why we had a massive headache the next day.
Did you know, everybody, you can't mix red and white wine? I knew you couldn't mix alcohol types. Like, you shouldn't.
Or it could be just because we drank three bottles of wine in a two-hour time span.
That might be part of it.
It could be why, but, you know, whatever.
Do you still have any of those hangover pills?
I have a ton of them.
You should bring those next week.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because I don't have any left.
I have a whole bunch from Cabo.
I figured you might.
I do.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Oh, I will bring those. I'll pack them.
That's great.
Mm. So I hope everybody's doing good. It's been a good week so far.
Yeah.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry.
I really don't like the snow.
No. We still have a couple months to go till spring. One of our favorite spring activities. We like to go golfing.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Together.
Yes.
With our husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Heather and I are not natural golfers, is what you might call it.
No, but if you looked at our scorecards, if we keep score, I mean, we look like professionals.
We totally do.
Mm-hmm.
We totally do.
Because there's Kobe / Heather Parr.
Yeah.
And Kobe / Heather Birdie and Eagle. There's no such thing as a bogey.
Nope.
In our book.
So my favorite part of golfing is driving the golf cart.
Yeah.
I love to drive the golf cart.
And drinking.
And we always have our growlers.
Yes.
With wine in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, the last time we went, it was kind of cold.
It was.
But we had our wine, but we ran out like on hole number three.
I don't remember which one of us, but I remember us having the conversation and one of us saying, I think we need two bottles. And the other one saying, no, we'll be fine with one.
Nope.
No, it's two bottles.
And I thought I can't remember if Thor or Jeff said that you could actually call the clubhouse and they would come out and bring you more alcohol.
Well, next time we do
but that. But I don't think we either didn't want to pay for it or didn't want to look like Lush's. I can't remember what it was.
I can't see it being the Lush's because we don't care about that.
Yeah, so maybe we just didn't want to pay for them to bring it to us. I don't remember.
It's hard to pay that much money for a bottle of okay wine.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you know you can get it from your winery for like when it's on sale for $6.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So but I think that's what it is.
It was still fun.
But ironically, when Kobe and I golf together, our little balls, she has a purple one and I have pink usually.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have those special ones with our
are
names.
Yours pink? Mine the are special pink. Names? Mine are pink too. We and have, they landed next to each other the whole time.
They land always like within a foot of each other every time, no
which
matter
is
what.
Pretty amazing when you're two pretty crappy golfers.
Yeah, and you golf left-handed.
I do. I'm okay. a southpaw. Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yes.
Yes.
Southpaw.
Yes.
So Heather golfs left-handed, even though she is right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And I golf right-handed, but so we can actually hit the ball at the same time.
And we face each other.
And we face each other while we're hitting the ball, and they always land next to each other.
We're talking within like a foot. We're not yeah. even talking like a 20, 30 foot radius. We're talking a foot.
I have a picture of it.
You do.
I'll post it. Of yes. the balls like right where they landed next to each other, mm-hmm. like every time. And then if we really aren't doing well, yeah. like sometimes, you know, sometimes you just can't hit the ball. I try and you like, I literally will just like miss the whole thing.
Oh yeah. It gets frustrating.
So it gets frustrating. So sometimes, you know, if it's frustrating, we actually just pick up the ball.
And tuck it.
And throw it as hard as we can towards the hole because that's it's so much easier.
It to is. Get it there. I mean, I like to do that a lot on the green where you putt.
Well, sometimes, like we had that one hole where you're standing on a hill and there's this huge valley and then the hole is on yes. another hill and you're supposed to hit the ball so that it goes over the entire valley over yes. onto the next hill.
Yeah, that's just that's, impossible
I'm sorry,
for
but
us.
That's not going to happen.
Not with us.
My ball, so we tried it, but of course our balls went straight into the valley. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to get another ball and I'm going to drive it in my golf cart over to the hole.
And drop it.
And drop it.
Well, because we... Get, we already said we have these special balls with our names on. They say Golf Pro that yeah. Kobe's husband Jeff got it for us. And yeah. we each got like a ton of them, like a box full of
yeah.
these. And I don't know if I've mentioned it in other ones. I'm very possessive of my stuff. Like I get very upset when I lose something.
I do too.
And Thor gets really upset when I shank a ball because he knows... I don't want to just drop another one. We need to find that ball.
And there have been instances where we've been golfing and one of our balls will go over, say, you know, a 6-foot fence.
Yes.
On the edge of the property.
Yes.
And so Thor has actually had to climb over the fence.
Yes, because I need my ball.
Into the orchard and get the ball because it's like, you know I have more balls, but I want that one back.
Mm-hmm.
Please go get it. Yeah.
He's pretty amazing.
So he did. I have pictures of him jumping over
the
fence.
I know you do.
Also.
And I have to tell you, that's not the only time he's jumped a fence or gone into a water thingy for my ball.
Yeah.
And he just does it without complaint.
The very first time that we all went golfing together at Cashmere.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeff bought me because they had colored balls in the pro
yes.
shop.
Yes, 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 yes. And you got a purple one, right?
And so, yeah. And so yeah. I'm like, oh, I love purple's my favorite color. It's like a lavender. So he bought me a ball and I can't remember how much they were.
Oh, yeah.
But the very first hole, I hit that thing and it went out into the creek. Like, and you could not get it. It was like a marshy, like, area. Like, right
they tried
the
to.
They looked and oh, it was gone. It was just gone.
So sad.
I was so upset because it was the first freaking hole and I already lost my ball.
Oh, no.
That was sad.
I think I gave you a colored ball after that.
Didn't you have some SpongeBob balls?
Yeah, you got a yellow SpongeBob.
Yeah. Those are easier to see.
They were really, the pink are really easy to see, too.
Pink are easy to see. Or was that one where they hadn't mowed the grass for so long and we lost, like, we saw where it went.
Oh, yeah, we could not find it.
But we couldn't find it because the grass was so tall.
Luckily, because of how amazing we are at golfing, we usually can find about 20 to 30 other balls every time
well,
we go.
And then, so we're at the golf range. and we're golfing the you know, front nine or whatever. And down the middle is the actual range where
you're supposed to
you just hit the ball. Yes, one after another, just to practice.
Yes.
You know, distance, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And so that's all they do is they hit the balls. And so Heather and I are like, look at all those balls over there, right there on the range. And we're like, well, there's a whole bunch of balls right there. So we drive our golf cart kind of over by the range and we start picking up all of the balls.
Yeah, and then we got
them in our cart, and then Jeff and Thor were like, you guys can't take those. And we're like, well, why? They're just laying on the grass. Why can't we take them? Nobody's collecting them.
I mean, I was kind of wanting to do a side business. Yeah, they're charging you $4 a ball up there. I'll give you this whole thing for $5.
Yeah. And they're like, you can't take those.
Well, I was thinking wine money.
And they made us put the balls back.
Luckily, not in the exact place where we found them. We were able to just dump them.
So then that's when we started just throwing them.
Yeah.
Just chucking the balls.
I mean, we would have had balls for life.
That was a lot of balls.
Yeah.
A lot of balls.
That was a lot of balls.
Heather has lost her phone.
And it keeps going off, and I'm just trying to silence it.
And she can't fucking find it anywhere.
I could hear it.
It's not like up. Was Patron licking it when he was licking his ass?
Oh, God, I hope not. It has moved.
Oh, there it is. She found it. Thank God.
Well, the problem is when it moves, that means my dog had it. Which, if I'm not giving my dog enough attention, which, Kobe, back me up here. I give him a ton of attention.
A lot. Like, yes. A lot.
Yes. I mean, more than my husband most of the time.
Literally, when we're here, if he's not in your lap, he's in my lap.
I know. So, he's not neglected. I don't want anybody thinking I'm neglect my dog. But if I am not giving him 100% of my attention, he likes to take things that are important to me. TV remotes, my phone. Shoes, anything that's mine that he has seen me with, and then he proceeds to chew them to bits to punish me.
He wants you to know that he's more important
than that item,
than anything that you absolutely could have.
Yes, and we've had many conversations about the destroyed DirecTV remotes, and because
you can't buy another one of those.
No, you have to call them. DirecTV. And I was so embarrassed to call them. And then when I did,
they get that all the time.
That's what they said. I called and was like, I need a new remote. They're like, oh, what happened to the other one? I was like, my dog ate it. They're like, oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Really? I was like, this happens? Like, you'd be shocked how many times we get a phone call about the dog eating the remote. We'll have a new one out to you in 3 days. I'm like, okay. But then he chewed my, the problem is if he chews the TV remote, the Blu-ray remote.
Can't you just buy a universal one?
I mean, that's what everybody says, but you got to be pretty smart to program those things.
No, you don't.
I'm not smart like that.
I've done it.
Okay, then you can come up and do it.
It's not that hard.
You're going to have to do it for me because I don't do it.
All you do, you just Google that shit.
That's true. I can Google it because I've had to Google a lot of things to fix my phone.
I Google fucking everything.
I have to. With Thor gone most of the time, I have to Google stuff.
That's what I Google. Yeah.
I was like, I have to fix this. I was like, I don't know how to fix that.
Fucking Google it. There's always a video that you can watch.
That's true. YouTube's really good for that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Oh, mm-hmm. It so is.
Especially when I have to fix my phone. Like, just trying to figure out how to do something on it.
Or, you know what? The feature I like on websites the most is the live chat.
Oh.
I use the live chat a lot.
I have used the live chat, and I like it at times, and I don't like it at times because I feel like I'm really effective if they're able to hear my voice.
I feel like I'm pretty effective with
you
the
are.
Live chat.
I think you are.
I just had to live chat the Disney Movie Club.
What happened with them?
So,
ooh.
I looked at my bank account and I noticed I had Disney Movie Club charge and then I had another Disney Movie Club charge.
Yeah, two of them.
Two. Okay. Boom, boom. And...
I was supposed to silence Heather's that. Sorry. Phone. I'm sorry. I haven't silenced it yet.
And I hadn't ordered any movies. I had declined.
You
the
declined?
Last thing.
Oh, they'll fix it instantly.
So, well, it wasn't that. It's that apparently back in November 1st, I had pre-ordered the Nutcracker movie, the new Nutcracker movie. And then I forgot. And then in December, I pre-ordered the Nutcracker movie.
Again?
A second time.
Oh, so they were sending it to you twice?
So they're sending it to me twice. And I had just, it said processing. So I live chatted them. I'm like, I ordered it twice. I don't want both. Can you cancel one? And at that point, they can't because it's already being processed or whatever. But the guy was so nice. He's like, look, he goes, I'm going to email or I'm going to mail you a prepaid label. He goes, and when you get the second one, you just send it right back and we'll credit your account. And he was so nice.
That's really, you
know. Because it's Disney.
Yeah, it's Disney.
And they do anything they can to make you happy.
They do.
Because it's the Disney bubble.
Do you know what I did when they did that to me once?
What?
What
did you do?
I put return to sender when the thing came. I didn't open it. I sent it back.
Oh, whoops.
And then I called them when I did it. They're like, wait, what did you do? I'm like, well, this thing showed up. I knew I didn't order anything. I don't know why you guys sent it to me, but I didn't order it. So I had declined it. I sent the decline confirmation number that I had. And so when that showed up, I just wrote return to sender and I shoved it back in a blue box. They're like, we would have sent you a return label. I'm like, well, you guys have to pay for the shipping regardless at this point because I put return to sender.
Yeah, they're sending me a label.
That's nice.
Very nice.
Well, I knew they would be. I don't know. I just didn't feel like dealing with it.
You're
at
like,
that time.
I can't deal with this. Just fucking return to sender.
And that's what I did.
Shove it back in.
I did.
Done.
I did. And it went back and my account got credited. It worked. It wasn't just as kind to Disney.
Oh, do you know what I did?
What?
Remember last week we were talking about ThredUp?
Yes.
That website where you can send in your used clothes
yes.
and they'll give you credit.
Yes. So what did you get for all your used clothes?
I don't know. They're still processing.
Are you kidding? That's a long time.
It takes them quite a while. But anywho, I put all my stuff in one of those priority mailboxes that the post office gives out for free.
Yeah.
So I put it all in there and they send you a prepaid label. So yeah. I put it on the box, put the label on. The next day I get the box back. Because they're like, you can't use a prepaid label on a priority mailbox.
Oh. Why does the box matter?
I don't know. I guess they don't want you to use their box unless you're paying them for the shipping. I don't know.
So you have to just use whatever box.
Yeah.
Because I have to send back stuff all the time
Work. Of course, then I use a fucking Amazon box because I have a ton of those.
I had to send some stuff back from my work today. And they were big, like, not big. They're x-rays because we went to digital on that.
Yeah.
On a machine. And the x-rays are this, like, how big is this?
That's like...
like almost two feet. Yeah. They're really long pictures. So I need a long box. They're thin. So a box like this and this. Really thin. But I had two of those and then another one that was like an 8x10 basically shape.
Yeah.
So I needed a box so I can send this shit back. So I was looking and looking. I couldn't find the box that was, they were all like big square boxes that weren't long enough for me.
Yeah.
Or they were too huge and that would be just stupid to send a box like that size back. So then I was in the break room and I saw this box of creamer. And it was full of creamer. I'm like, that's a perfect size box. So I went and grabbed a box from the doctor's office that had some stuff in it. I just dumped that stuff out and asked them. Then they're all sitting there like, you guys don't need this, right? I need this box. They're like, oh, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going to put sugar in it. So I poured sugar into that box. Grab the sugar box, which one of the few of the sugar packages open, so this box is super sweet.
Oh.
I know. I sent it with love and sweet.
Oh my God. I don't know how many times the last week I've gone in the storage room and went, what, which one of these boxes can I dump the shit out of because I need to send something back?
How often do you need boxes? Because, you know, I go through many boxes every week at work.
Well, we have tons of them at work, too.
Because you have to order
stuff, but, like, people break them down and put them in the recycle thing. And Heather's pouring herself
wine. That's not peeing.
That's... It's just wine.
It's just wine. I didn't realize that was going to be that loud. I'm kind of loud today.
Probably,
sorry, guys.
It's probably not on the thing. I'm very gravelly today. I feel gravel. I have a gravelly voice today.
I think it sounds pretty I think you have your sexy voice still.
I don't think. I think it's a Gollum.
I mean, voice. You're not getting sick, are you?
No.
Better not be.
I feel perfectly fine.
Okay, because we have some big things coming.
I will not get sick before next week.
Okay.
In my gravelly voice that I have right now. I'm not getting sick next week for Chisel.
We have our lodge trip next week, and we're so freaking excited.
We just verified again.
Oh, thank God.
On the phone.
Thank God we verified.
I swear you get a different story every time you call.
I do.
And when you talk to somebody else and they tell you something different.
I'm saving all the emails for that check-in and be like, what the hell, guys?
Do you see this?
And then I'm going to actually say something. It's like, it was so confusing because I got the, after everything was said and done, when I called to confirm, I got the exact same, pretty much felt like I got the exact same room that was described to me, but for more money.
Yeah, explain this to me.
Can you guys explain it? Yeah.
Or do I need to talk to your manager? We don't want to have to pull that card.
Like I said last week, I don't want to be pull bitch mode out.
No. Because we want them to like us.
I mean, that's how we get the free wine tastings and hopefully appetizer at Lulu's.
It's the whole, what is it? You attract more flies with
honey
or whatever.
No, you had it. That's it.
That's it.
I always say bees because I always think bee and honey.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not. It's flies.
Flies with honey.
Which makes no sense to me. But that's how that's the phrase.
That's the phrase. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. The phrase. You
right.
did it.
I got it right. Yeah. Yay me.
Yay you.
Should we clink?
We should clink. Ooh. That was a good one. That was okay. We'll do a better one at the end.
We will. We'll do one at the end. Megan's been working on our tech staff, Megan, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. my daughter, mm-hmm. our daughter.
Yeah, our daughter.
has been working on a logo. Did you see it?
I haven't seen the logo. You explained a little bit to me, but I haven't got to see anything in
so
the works.
She was working on a logo. So it says Jethers, and it's like a, because I told her 80s rock.
Oh, my God.
Well, first she was like, I said you need to write us a theme song. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, she has a ukulele. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
And her best friend has a violin. She plays a violin. And so I'm like, you need to get your best friend, Sydney, and with her violin and your ukulele and write us a theme song.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what kind of music do you want? I said 80s rock.
On the violin goes, and the ukulele?
She goes, do you want me to do 80s rock on a fucking ukulele? Well, she didn't say the F word. But do you want me to do 80s rock on a ukulele? And I'm like, yeah, you can do it.
And add the violin in there for extra fun?
I'm like, come up with something. You can do it. So anyways, there's no theme song. They have not even, there's no theme song. But she did do a logo because she draws really well.
She really
does. Amazing artist. So she did, it says Jethers Random Stuff, and the Jethers is like an 80s like font that
really?
She did. And the nice. Apostrophe in Jethers is a cat tail, and she's got a cat sitting on the, like, the R.
That's
and then
so
it
cute.
Says random stuff, and then she's got, like, a little wine glass that's, like, spilling
When is
out.
This going to be out?
It's so cute.
We need to have this out in our
so
lives.
So it was, like, a rough draft kind of thing.
I'm seeing
so,
another shirt, too, now.
Yeah. We have to get some shirts. Yeah,
I think
once
we might have to include the husbands
finishes,
with these shirts.
We'll have to get them one.
Because Thor kept asking, he's like, so just you and Kobe's brother and Megan and you two got them? I'm like, Jeff didn't get one either. Al didn't get one either. So we need to get my hubby a shirt.
Okay.
And your hubby a shirt.
Yeah.
And maybe your dad.
Yeah.
That way everybody can rock.
Everybody can have a shirt.
Team Jether.
Well, I'm hoping that my brother will wear his shirt. He said he was going to. He was going to wear it to DEF CON. So if...
When is DEF CON?
It's not till August, though. July, August. So if anybody doesn't know, DEF CON is a convention for hackers that goes on in Vegas. It's huge. And it's very... I was asking my brother, like, well... Because they would run out of stuff there. I'm like, well, don't they know how many people are coming? And he's like, well, no, because nobody registers for it. Because these hackers have no, they don't do Facebook. They don't do Instagram.
They don't want to.
They have no online presence because they don't want people to notice them. So they don't pre-register for anything. They pay with everything in cash. And so they just go and, like, register there. So
they sound shady.
Know.
They are. Well,
well, they're hackers.
All the casinos kept, like, banning them because they would hack into the frickin' slot machines and the elevators and shit.
But weren't they supposed to at their little conventions?
No, you're not supposed to do that. That's illegal.
So they're running out of hotels they're allowed to go to?
Anywho, yes. So, anyways, he's going to a hacker convention in July, August sometime. And he was going to wear his Jethers Random Stuff shirt, I hope. I'm crossing my fingers.
He damn well better.
So that people would see it.
And Jeff, then, wear your Jethers shirt.
Wear your shirt.
Wear the shirt with pride. We need to get Sheila one, too, if she's going.
I don't know if she's going. I'll ask her.
If she's going, she needs we need to get her one.
So.
With even bigger, bolder letters.
Yes.
We'll listen. Her, we'll say one that says, listen to.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda. Listen to JethersRandomStuff.com.
Yeah. So... Yeah, if he does that, then we'll absolutely not talk about boobs for, like, 2 episodes.
Yeah. Because you haven't confirmed that you're going to, I'm going to tell you that Kobe's boobs look amazing today. And mine are pretty amazing, too.
Yeah.
Okay, boob reference for the day. Boobs. Just boobs.
He hates it.
So wear your shirt.
So wear your shirt.
And then you'll get a little break from the boobs.
Get a break from the boobs.
Yes. That should be a good incentive.
It should be, right? So I hope that he does that, and then we'll wear our shirts at the lodge.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hopefully people will ask us
we about have them. So many freaking look-alike outfits now.
We do.
We have a new one coming.
Whoa, when's it going to be here?
I don't... You know what?
Look it.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Look it up right now.
You tell them what we got.
I'll tell. Okay. I'm going to tell the story.
Okay.
So it's been fucking 3 years ago now. God damn it.
Oh, that's too long.
I know. 3 years ago, Heather and I and Megan all went to Disneyland together. And it was, it's an amazing trip. We had the best so much fun. We spent a week in Disneyland. But when we were there, one of our absolute favorite rides is the Haunted Mansion. Went on it several times.
I mean, to the point that Kobe bought me a Dooney and Burke Haunted Mansion purse.
Yes.
That's how much I like it.
I did. And right outside the Haunted Mansion, they have a little gift, pop-up gift stand thing. And they had these, like, green and black striped Haunted Mansion, like, t-shirts or tunics or something like that.
Yeah.
And we looked at them, and they were so cute, and we thought... You know, we should buy those. And then we could match and have Haunted Mansion shirts. But they were, like, kind of expensive. And, you know, when you're at Disneyland, everything you see you want to buy. And so we weren't sure. We thought maybe we'll come back later or whatever. We just never did. We never bought the shirts.
We didn't.
So then Heather found them on...
Last week, Thursday.
Last time we recorded on the Disney your Disney World store.net
or whatever it is. Yeah, it's not telling me when it's coming.
You have to click on the tracking number.
I thought I did.
Maybe
it just said that USPS picked it up on the 15th, which was yesterday.
Oh fuck! How come this isn't?
So it's not giving me a lot of info. It just says when they picked it up.
Now, this is Postal Service?
USPS.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We can Google search it and put that in. Maybe they'll tell us.
Service. In transit to next facility.
Where is that?
Picked up from Davenport, fucking Florida.
Well, because it's from Disney World. These are the people that go into Disney World and shop for you. Remember, we wanted to do a side business in Disneyland because Disneyland doesn't have this.
Oh, now it says, what's today? The 16th?
Yeah.
In transit to next facility.
What's that? Does it even tell us?
Does it tell you what the next facility
is? Most of the time, they tell you what the next facility is. It's Washington.
Hopefully, they put it on a fucking plane.
And fly it to Washington.
And they're flying it fucking to Seattle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be on a fucking truck. And it's going to take 5 days to drive up here.
I just need it here by Wednesday.
I'm hoping it's on a plane. I really want to have those before we go.
Because I think those would be really cute with our compression pants from Old Navy.
Oh, the long ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love those pants.
I know. And we wore leggings a lot, but we
pairs of those.
I only owned the one pair you bought me.
Oh, I have three of them.
But so bring all three in case I need another pair that week, that weekend. But I thought they'd be really cute with those.
Yeah.
And the only thing I wished, because we were little, not drunk, but
we were drunk.
Okay, a little drunk. I wish we would have bought the headbands. I know my head can't do a headband.
What's the headband?
It looks just like the shirt. It's supposed to go with it.
Oh, and it's remember cute. Megan wanted, she didn't want the shirt.
She wanted the apron.
She wanted the apron.
And they still had that the last time I went to Disneyland.
You know what? You know what we should just do?
What?
Is we should just send some money to Cammy and have her go to Disney World.
And just buy us, like, and surprises.
She can just buy surprises.
And send it back to us.
Oh.
Like, maybe once a month we send, or once every other month, we just send her $100.
Let's ask Kathy tomorrow.
And say, can you just have her just shop for us for just whatever?
We'll just send her some money and say, here's a set amount of money.
Buy
us some shit from Disney World and just mail it to us.
And make sure it's matching.
Yes.
Two of everything.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
She would do it.
Oh, she would love to do it.
She would so do it.
I mean, that's like personal shopping. Somebody else in Disneyland.
We have a friend, Kathy, whose daughter goes to school.
Best friend of Robin, who is our number one fan.
Yeah. Whose daughter goes to school in Florida, which is not, wherever she is, she's not that far from Disney World.
No, because she has an annual pass. She's there all the time.
So.
Making me jealous every day.
So we're saying we could send money to her and she could just buy us some shit in Disney World and send it to us. I think that's an awesome plan.
Sorry, Thor.
Sorry, all of our money's going to Disney shit.
Well, instead of like the Walt box, we can call it the Cammy box.
Mm.
Do you like that?
That's amazing. The Cammy box.
The Cammy box.
Oh my. Well, you know, we should send her extra so she could buy herself something.
Well, yeah, that's her payment for doing the Cammy box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this. We'll talk to Kathy about tomorrow at book club.
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow's book club.
Yes. And it looks like we have, like, a good turnout. It looks like there's 10 people coming right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it.
I just checked it this morning, and I was really shocked because, like, first it just showed, you know how it just shows the picture of, like, maybe four or five people that are going, and it was the normal.
Yeah.
You, us, me, and Robin and Kathy.
Yeah.
Okay. And Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
Because Melissa's pretty, she pretty much comes most of the time. And then I saw Shanda was coming. I think Melissa's coming.
You just said Melissa.
Oh, Kelly. Sorry.
I meant Kelly.
Kelly.
Is Cass coming?
I don't know if Cass is coming, but let me look.
So we have what we call book club. Actually the official title is Drunken Book Society or Book Club for short. So it's just a bunch of our friends from dance. Cass is coming. Awesome. Stacey. And Ariana.
But Ariana has said she's coming multiple times. Ariana, if you're listening, you better come tomorrow. You
better come.
Stacey?
Well, this podcast isn't coming out till Friday.
You better have shown up yesterday.
You better have showed up yesterday. So a bunch of our old dance peeps, since we're not in dance anymore, but we still want to keep in touch with everybody. Stacy said she was coming, but she'd be late.
Did she already say she was going to be late, or we just know she's going to be late?
No, she told me she would be late.
Oh, that's okay. It's better late than never.
Yeah. But anywho, we get together once a month to have a quote book club meeting.
We do read the menu.
I get the same thing every fucking time.
I really enjoyed sharing that with you last time.
We should do that again tomorrow.
That's my whole plan.
Let's do that again tomorrow.
Yes. And you can get tortillas, and we can just order a side of tortilla chips if you want your tortillas.
I do like my tortillas.
I know you do. So let's just get a side of chips.
Okay.
And I just want you to.
And extra sour cream.
Yes.
No cheese.
No cheese. Are you good with no cheese?
I'm totally good with no cheese.
I love that you don't. Are you? Cheese is so overrated.
It is. Cheese is overrated.
I tell myself that all the time.
I was so scared this morning. So we had a big board retreat where I work.
Mm.
And so they had food. They had like breakfasty food and lunch and everything.
Oh, I love breakfast food.
For breakfast, but it was scones, which you could not have had.
Scone is not breakfast.
Yes, it is.
Eggs.
It's breakfast. So they had scones and fruit. Anyways, I got a scone and they had all this coffee stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, I so want a cup of coffee, right? So I get myself a cup of coffee with a little sugar and they have real fresh cold cream.
Oh.
And I don't usually, can't drink the cream because it will make my tummy upset.
She's lactose intolerant.
I usually use the coconut milk, but of course I didn't have any. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to
put
a little cream in my coffee and see what happens. And so I did. And I took like two drinks of the coffee. It was the most delicious coffee that I've had forever.
And you remembered that.
Because I love cream in my coffee. But then after that, I'm like, you know what? I feel like if I keep drinking this, I'm going to get sick.
Oh, so you stopped the two sips?
I stopped. Good and I dumped it out. Yeah.
Good for you.
Because I'm like, I know that if I keep drinking this, I'm going to get sick. So I didn't.
But you didn't get sick.
I didn't get sick. I feel fine now.
I like that.
But it was so delicious. And I wish I could still drink cream and coffee, but it's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. So, I don't even care about the... I'd rather have cream in my coffee than cheese.
There's probably lactose in cheese anyway.
Cheese is low lactose. Well, very it depends low. On the cheese.
Oh, it does. Some cheese is pretty much no lactose in it.
Yeah.
I miss yogurt the most.
I don't miss it. I mean,
I loved my yogurt parfaits.
I know.
And then was that Disneyland trip with us when I realized
what it was.
What it was, because it was killing me every day, because that's what I ate for breakfast every day.
Yeah, we did. We had them every day. Plus the tamales.
Oh, the tamales are still good. We're eating tamales at the lodge.
Oh, I love tamales.
I have a full meal going.
So I looked up how to make tamales because I'm like, I love tamales. And we should just make our own,
we have
right?
To do it. It's going to be a full day.
Oh, my God. It's so hard.
It's a full
day. It's so hard.
Day.
You have to, like, not just make, like, the middle, like, the chicken so salsa hard. Stuff. You have to make that other stuff, and you have to have the husks, and oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't...
There's a reason why most of them...
A huge process.
Most of the people that do tamales, they only do it at Christmas. Like, that's what you hear them do. Like, they do tamales
and... Well, they just do, like, a assembly line and just make massive amounts. Because then you have to also, like, boil them or whatever.
Yes.
It takes forever,
Do you remember the fundraiser at Pipus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
There's so many.
Yeah. And there was this big... Remember how big of a lineup there were and how far behind they got?
Yeah. It takes forever to make them and everybody wants them.
Because they're delicious.
Oh, they're so good.
So, I have a ton of tamales. A ton. I think I have...
Where are you getting all these tamales?
Costco.
What?
Yeah. So you go back. So, you know how the meat department... I'm making a diagram for it that you guys can't see. So, there's the meat department. It's right here.
Yeah.
And then you have this other section right here.
Yeah.
That's right by the freezers over here.
Yeah.
It's right here. And this corner right here.
There's tamales?
Yeah. You can get chicken.
What the hell?
Or pork.
What?
Yeah. I told you this when I brought them to you for Christmas last year when we made all those tamales.
That was a fucking year ago.
But I already told you this.
They still have them?
Yeah, they always carry them. They're not the same ones from last year.
Oh.
But they're the same brand, but I swear to God, they're not going to be the same ones they were carrying last year.
The ones you brought to Disneyland were not Costco.
No.
Those are someone at your work.
Yes, and that person stopped making them.
Oh, shit. See, and those were cheap. Homemade tamales are the bomb.
Now, Sin makes them.
Does she?
We could get them from Sin.
We could order them, but, you know, I never see Sin.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
We could have got them.
It.
I know.
Dang it.
But that's the only one I know right now that makes them homemade.
And we didn't have them this year at Pibus. There was no...
Not on Black Friday.
No tamale sale.
I would have gone there.
I would, yeah, because last year they just, like, they ran out of everything and they were throwing them all into, like, garbage bags because...
And I remember... I think because I live in India.
I've got yours. And because you couldn't come and get them. Because you live far away.
And Kobe lives closer. So she ended up picking them
up. Yours and mine. I brought them home and just dropped them both in the freezer.
Yeah.
And kept them.
Heather.
Let's triangulate our position.
Oh my god.
Whatever.
Oh my god.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. But yeah, that was, and then I think it took me a little while to come get them out of your chest freezer.
Because I had them for quite a while.
That's okay.
But, oh, they were good.
But I don't, the Costco ones are pretty damn good.
Okay.
Because like, right we now, had them last, and you liked them last Christmas.
Yeah.
And we, and those were from my freezer, and I only got the chicken one, and they're really good. And they're really cheap. You get a whole, I only pay like, it's like $15, and I think it works out to, I think I get 15 tamales.
Okay.
It's like a dollar a tamale.
Okay.
Which is very cheap.
I wonder if we can cook tamales in the Instant Pot.
Oh, you bet we could.
I
have no idea for how long.
That Instant Pot is freaking amazing.
My Instant Pot's out of the box now.
I cooked a cheesecake in my Instant Pot.
I'm so shocked by that. I'm not shocked, but I am.
And it was so good. It was so good.
I'm sure it was.
I like was going to have some earlier or yesterday, but it was all gone.
What?
My family ate it all.
So how many pieces did you get?
I like two.
That's it.
Yeah.
I have a whole cheesecake in my chest freezer.
What kind of cheesecake?
My cheesecake. It's vegan cheesecake.
Oh, well, so it's the same one I tried.
Yes.
Right? So Heather ordered, since we can't have dairy.
No.
A vegan cheesecake. And so we had it last year. We are watching
the Royal Wedding.
The Royal Wedding.
Yeah, in our beautiful fastener hats.
Oh, yeah, we all had hats on.
Well, not everybody. Everyone didn't play the game with us. You and me had our hats on.
Yeah, we had our hats on because we're watching the Royal Wedding and we're eating cheesecake.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a vegan cheesecake and it did taste like cheesecake.
It was I felt really like it
good.
Did.
It was really good. However, I read the ingredients list.
A lot of soy.
It was a lot of soy, a lot of oils and shit. I don't do good with soy.
No, she doesn't.
So I had just one tiny bite just to taste it and it did taste delicious.
I have to say, I was in heaven with that cheesecake.
It was really good.
Patron's licking his butt again on your bed.
God damn
Look
it.
At him.
Patron!
You want to see him licking his butt?
Look, now he stopped because he knows. He knows.
Stop licking your butt. I'm shocked with how long you are that you can lick it.
What? He's like, I can, so I will. Whatever.
Just don't do it where her head goes.
Anywho.
Okay. Sorry. Sidetrack.
I actually made a homemade vegan cheesecake.
She did.
And
it looked so much like cheesecake. It looked so much like cheesecake.
It had the consistency.
And the texture was so cheesecake.
The texture was just like cheesecake. And it didn't taste bad.
It didn't taste bad. There was just not a lot of taste to it.
It didn't have any taste at all.
Don't say at all. There was some taste because I still ate all of my piece.
It was just, yeah. But I was surprised at how well the consistency
and. There was no other desserts. That's how amazing Kobe is for
me.
So
I'm like, you know what? I don't care if it's good. You guys are eating this fucking vegan cheesecake. Because
that was
that
our
made.
Christmas that week. Because we did three Christmases last year. Thor and I showed up.
That was Thanksgiving.
That was Thanksgiving?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was maybe Jeff it was and Sheila Christmas.
Maybe it was Christmas.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was Christmas. Yeah, because because
we did tamales.
Because two Thanksgivings ago, Jeff was sick with the flu in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And then this one, you guys went to his family.
Yeah. So it was Christmas 2 years ago with the vegan cheesecake.
You know, Thanksgiving next year, Thor and I are going to cook.
Really?
Like, I'm going to make that stuffing. Thor's going to make turkey and a prime rib.
That turkey, that stuffing was amazing.
And if you guys decide you don't want to go to family, you can come up to our house and have Thanksgiving.
I chowed on that stuffing. It was so good.
And I'm going to make a ton of extra, a ton of extra shit.
I'm going to make a whole bunch of deviled eggs using my Instant Pot.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a magical cooking machine.
My Instant Pot won't fit a freaking roast or anything in it because it's tiny.
How many quarts is it?
It's only six. And then you know what I found out? My parents bought me a six and Heidi an eight.
Well, she's got more people.
Well, I know. That's what they said. But what the hell? I can't fit anything into my Instant Pot.
You can still fit a chicken in there.
A chicken.
Yeah, you can fit a chicken.
I want to fit a turkey.
No, you don't need a fucking turkey.
I want to put a ham.
You can buy like a whole chicken for like $8 and really? Put it in there. Yes.
With the bones?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You cut it off. It's fine. I've done it before. I used to do it in a crock pot. Now I can do it in my Instant Pot and it takes, you know, 1/8.
Did you do your soup in the Instant Pot?
Yes.
How was it?
It was fucking delicious.
Because, like, I'm making soup this weekend and I don't know if I should use my Instant Pot or not.
Yes, use it. Use it.
It's so intimidating.
I was going to make you butter chicken tonight.
You were?
Thai chicken.
Ooh.
And I forgot.
Well, we had amazing black bean.
We had vegan black bean burgers.
They were delicious. They're
Chipotle black bean.
Kobe, those are so good.
They're really good.
Like, I almost like that. I actually know I like it better than, like, my turkey burgers.
They're really good.
And I like that better than the veggie burgers we would get at the other place.
And we had avocado and stuff.
We had so much stuff on there.
It was so
There's lettuce and avocado.
I made that because it was quick, but I forgot I was going to make you the Thai chicken.
I really like that. Chicken. I do, because we had that on my birthday with Heather Friendly Pizza.
Heather Friendly Pizza, which is so good. I can make anything. I'm going to make you that flourless chocolate cake. And it's going to turn out.
For the lodge.
I'll take a picture of it if I get it done.
You guys will see it. And then the lodge, we're going to be eating tamales, obviously. I found this awesome Mexican rice we can do in a microwave.
Nice.
And we're going to have some beans.
Yep.
Lots of tortillas.
I should bring chips. Deviled eggs. I don't know why.
You can bring deviled eggs. You're just really craving. Eggs. I actually really like your deviled eggs because I can eat them. Well, because you make them so I can eat them.
I use the avocado mayo. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yep. And I liked them.
It's been really good.
I even took three from our New Year's. Yeah, I did.
Nice. Yeah, I love deviled eggs.
Did you guys eat all the stuff and you didn't have to throw away some of it? Because you guys had a lot of leftover.
I didn't throw any out and it was gone. Did you get your pan back?
No. You guys have it here somewhere.
It's okay. When we're done here, let's go look for it.
We should, because I'm going to forget about it until I need that thing. Because that's my only, rectangular square pan.
Did you bring my carpet cleaner back?
No, it's in my closet. I stared right at it today. Why didn't I think about bringing it? It's in my closet where my purse goes.
Several of my cats keep
hearing. Do you want me to bring it by your house?
They keep urinating on my dad's bed.
Here, let me bring it. Let me put a thing. I'll bring it by pipe.
Bring it tomorrow.
I'll bring it to book club.
Several of my cats keep urinating on my dad's bed.
I literally moved it from that room and put it by my purse, and then I changed the purses over today, and then I don't know why I didn't bring it. It's like right there by my purse. I feel stupid. Okay.
I do it all the time.
I'm setting an alarm. So
is this like the 15th alarm that you have on your phone?
I set a lot of alarms on my phone. So I'll probably leave, because you and me usually meet for book club at 5.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll leave my house at 4:30. So I'm going to set this for 4:25 right before I leave.
4:20.
Okay, 4.
Go get it and just put it in your car.
4:21.
4:20.
I don't want to set it for 4:20.
I need to clean my dad's mattress because the cat keeps peeing on his mattress and his bed. I don't know why.
Kobe. Carpet cleaner.
Oh, shit.
What's wrong now?
48 minutes.
Sorry, guys. You guys got bonus time.
You get extra bonus time with us tonight.
And then next week, we'll be from the lodge.
Yeah, so next week, we'll be from the lodge for our regular podcast.
And we'll probably do a bonus.
We'll do a bonus, at least one bonus, maybe a Facebook Live.
I think it would be fun for us to take a tour.
Oh, yeah, that Facebook would be Live. Fun. We'll do a Facebook Live tour of the lodge and so then you guys can see everything that we see.
And then, you guys, we would really love to know any of your things you guys like to do. Give us some ideas of things we can be doing during our awesome snowy winter time. other than just drinking wine.
Because basically all we do is get drunk together. Not that that's not fun.
I mean, that's amazing. We love it.
You know, if there's something else we could be doing, we would totally
give us some ideas.
Give us some ideas. What do you want us to talk about? We'll talk about anything.
We literally
like anything.
Like, and we're not going to, I can't say we're going to stay on that topic the whole time because we sidetrack pretty easily, but give us a topic. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah. And our website contact form is working now.
Yay us.
It wasn't for a while, but yay, it is now. Or you can just email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
You can also Facebook us.
You can Facebook us. There's Jethers Random Stuff. You can contact us that way. You can go on our website, jethersrandomstuff.com.
And Instagram.
There's Instagram, yes. Yeah. I'll post some pictures of some stuff we talked about tonight.
I'm trying to think of the pictures we said we post.
I am going to post a picture of our golf balls.
I'm going to post
a picture of balls. That's what I'm going to post.
She's going to post a picture of our balls.
Of our balls. That's what it's going to be.
Awesome.
I think we're good.
Well, we're almost at an hour.
So, yeah, we're going to finish off some, well, I don't know. It's still full.
Is it that full?
It's pretty full.
Oh, damn. It's a little over half.
Damn.
It's okay. We'll work on it.
We'll work on this bottle of
Red Blend.
Fair Market Red Blend.
Nice.
And next week you'll hear from us from the lodge.
You'll have a little happier voices. Not that we're not always happy, but oh my God, that is like our second happy place.
It is. And it's going to be amazing.
We're so excited. I cannot
fucking wait.
All right. Well, we love you guys and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.